From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Leaders from the country's top business schools have a message for the president. Current immigration policies and rhetoric could hurt the U.S. economy in the long term. 50 leaders of prominent business schools made that argument in an open letter to President Trump. They say the U.S. does not have enough of the high-skilled workers businesses need to continue to grow and innovate. They want policy changes to better fill that gap. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The letter makes the case that business schools are training the next generation of innovators. And Bill Boulding, dean of the business school at Duke University, says the schools are seeing fewer international students.
The concern is if you see a decline in talent flowing into the U.S., then that's going to have negative long-term implications.
He says these students fear they won't be able to stay and work in the country after they graduate due to uncertainty over H-1B visas. Those are for international guest workers with specialized skills and higher education. But Ron Hira of Howard University says the system has been abused by some companies.
Firms have replaced U.S. workers with H-1Bs directly, and H-1B workers can be paid a lot less money.
Tech companies have been saying for more than a decade that the cap on H-1B visas is too strict, and it's gotten even tougher under the Trump administration. Denials of H-1B visas nearly doubled between 2017 and 2018. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.